Champlain arrived in New France in 1608 to trade furs with local Native American tribes. Champlain also made alliances with the Huron, Algonquin, and Montagnais against the Iroquois. Champlain helped his new allies by setting up expeditions along the river beyond the 45th parallel in order to make war with the Iroquois. This campaign, although profitable, will make the Iroquois strong enemies of New France. The Fort of Saint-Jean was built in 1666 to be used to house the military supplies for the army that were making their way towards the south. It is here that the first French regiment sent by King Louis XIV arrived. The regiment was known as a Carignan Salier. The Richelieu River is the historic center of this site. Due to the fact that the river serves as an inland waterway, it has great military importance. Starting from the Gouin Bridge that you see downstream, it is impossible to pass a boat because of the rapids. The area where we stand was a site of portage well before the arrival of Europeans. The first French fort was burned by the Iroquois, was never formally found. Archaeological excavations have discovered parts of a bastion and a curtain wall, as well as a chimney base. These finds indicate that we are now standing on top of the site known as the Second Fort. We can most likely assume that the first French fort is probably not very far from us. In 1748, sharp tensions between England and France led to the creation of the Second Fort. In turn, the site was called the Mosquito Fort. One does not have difficulty when thinking of why the fort would be named this, as the mosquito is a very popular bug in our area. During the War of Conquest, on August 30th, 1760, the British approached and took possession of the fort. Knowing that it would not be able to defend it, Commander Roquemaure left during the night with his battalion, and Mr. Villejuin, who received a command to set fire to the fort with the assistance of about 20 men. This event will mark the end of the Fort Saint-Jean under the French regime. If you look between the river and the buildings, you will see a long line of majestic trees, oak trees, as old as the site itself. These trees once delineated the riverbank during colonial times. The space between the river and the trees now has been filled with the remnants of pottery from Saint-Jean's factories. As a matter of fact, the town of Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu was recognized a century ago as the capital of potteries and ceramics. Now let's continue our walk alongside the magnificent trees and reach the next meeting point on the map, the historic square.